In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Dick Barnes. Please remember Miguel as well, as he passed away, and Lucy's cousin that we were praying for the other day. He passed away yesterday. So pray for the blessed repose of his soul, as well as for David Luna, who we buried in Puerto de Luna today. Here in our scriptures, what's going on? We have two different things that the scriptures are trying to move us toward, to recognize exactly the way it is that we should live ourselves through this Lent, how we should go forward. It says in the first reading of Ezekiel, that prophet of long ago, he reminds us, look, oftentimes we think that God's ways are hard. They're harsh. There's a lot of judgment that's out there. We say, why is it that God's ways change, or why is it that God holds this high standard against us? God's ways only cause people to fall because he has such a high bar. But what does our Lord say? Here within the scriptures, it reminds us of something that, look, if the righteous man turns away from the path of virtue, that's right living. If he turns away from that, then what's the real thing? Is it rather the law which is wrong, or rather the person who remains within that, are they rightly condemning themselves by remaining in that same sin? The movement of the Lord is what? It's that he doesn't desire a single soul to enter into perdition. That's why hell wasn't made for souls. Not made for human souls. Not made for human souls at all. It's not designed for that. Scripture says it's a labor to say that it's not meant for human beings. Our blessed Lord Jesus talks about that over and over again, doesn't he? That it's not my desire that any soul should enter into a broken relationship. In fact, that's the whole reason why he entered into the scene, came into the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, waited 9 months there in that so vulnerable state before he finally came out and remained years and years under her care and subjected himself to all the ignominies that we read about in sacred scripture through the four gospels, the abuses, the rejections. He went through all that so that you and I could find a way out. He desires not the death of a single soul, but rather that they would return and come back. And so that's the movement that he tries to bring us back to, that if he turns himself back to God, who's constantly calling out to each of us, come, be reconciled, come back to confession. That's why during this whole season, we open up the doors all the time, and even some people find it difficult to make it in the amount of times that we have. Will be the third period after Mass just today that we will have confessions, 3 hours on Fridays at least. Some people find that tough to make it. So what they do is I stay later. And whenever it is that they want, we can go to confession. We just want souls to enter into God's house, to turn away from these sins. Our Lord desires us back. Don't condemn yourself by not going to confession, by not being reconciled and finding life again. In the gospel, he takes it a step further and he says, here, I want to focus on one particular sin for us, one of the deadly sins, anger. Anger is a deadly sin. And our blessed Lord reminds us in Matthew here, chapter 5, and he says, look, anger is something that can send the soul to hell by using it in excess. Anger by itself is an emotion, so it's not always wrong when you get mad. In fact, if somebody is being abused or getting taken out, or somebody's rough treating a child in some sort of way, you better be angry, right? Everything in a man, everything in a woman who's rightly ordered and sees a child being taken advantage of in any way, that anger better rise up. And you better want to do something moved by that anger to make sure that that doesn't happen. That's rightly ordered anger. But there's also wrongly ordered anger. And that anger can lead us into death. It says, look, you think that the fifth commandment is only thou shalt not commit a murder, taking the life of an innocent. But rather I tell you that whoever is angry with his brother, he's got to be judged. He's got to be judged. Holding anger for a brother like that. And somebody who calls out to his brother in this term, raka, that something even more is going to happen to him, that he's going to be answerable to the whole Sanhedrin. And if you even call out to your brother and say, you fool, so lowering him, so defaming him in that way, he's saying that's a mortal sin. When we look out in our political discourse, do we not see a lot of mortal sins going on? Bad and worse. It's not good. It doesn't matter which side any of it's going on. It's all mortal sin. And so we as the church, we as believers in Christ have to call out those movements so they don't take those extreme movements. So our Lord gives us a practical teaching. He says, look, you're the ones who are trying to do what's right. You're at Mass. You don't have to be here. It's the first Friday. You're doing it because our blessed Lord Jesus asked us to, so that we can fulfill what he desires of us to console his most sacred heart. He says, here, do this. You're doing what's right. Well, when you go to offer your gift, that's what this is at Mass. You're offering the gift. The priest is doing it, and you're offering your gift in union with the gift which is to be offered upon this altar, which is Christ himself. You come and you realize that your brother has something against you. Notice what he doesn't say. He doesn't say, when you realize that you got something against your brother. It says, when you realize that your brother has something against you, what should you do? Because your brother has something against you, leave. Go out the door. Don't stick around. Go. First be reconciled to them. Find out whatever that is that's wrong and seek a reconciliation there. Why? Because the movement of the Christian, the movement of the Catholic, isn't to just say my brother's hurting has hurt me, so maybe because of that I need to go out and be reconciled to him in some sort of way. No, my brother's been hurt, whether it's true or not by me. I got to do something because my brother is more important than who's right. And I want my brother to be right here with me at the altar. So I need to be the first one because he's got something against me. I need to be the first one to come and lower myself because I don't want to lose my brother. Not just in this life, but ultimately in the life which is to come. I value his soul back here at Holy Mass. You know, there's a lot of people in our parish who don't come to Mass, not because they don't love Jesus. They do. Not because they don't want to be in his presence. They do. Not because they don't believe that he's truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in this most august sacrament of the altar. They definitely do. But why weren't they here? It's because they think that those who are here have something against them. They don't feel like they can be here. Because they feel that they themselves have done something to some of those who are here, and they're not welcome. That's on us. Our brother has something against us. Our sister has something against us. Why are we here? Leave your gift at the altar. Go be reconciled. This church should indeed always be full because it's God's house. It's on us to make sure that those who have something even against us, whether just or not, have that totally healed so that we can all be in union at his Mass, at his altar, and ultimately in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.